the real goal should be to figure out how to lower my case acceptance, because if I'm lowering my case acceptance, that most likely means I'm presenting more comprehensive, or I'm presenting more high dollar value dentistry.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. I am your host. Super pumped to be here. I have to say, been a little MIA. It's been a busy couple weeks, lots of exciting things. Let's jump right into it. So one topic to discuss, Summit was last week. Summit was a big success. Wish you had been there if you weren't there. It was really fun. I sang karaoke. Another year around the sun. We're excited. Next year, 3D Dentist and the 3D Growth Summit is going to Orlando, Universal Studios. Best pricing right now. So check that out on our website if you're interested, or message me and I can get you some more information. But that will be what I consider a can't miss, April 30th, May 1st, 2026 in Orlando, Florida. Other big exciting news before we jump into the podcast is our 3D's Growth Club. So Growth Club also got announced at the summit. It's something that has been in the works for a while. Brand new partnership with Neodent Implants, who will be in the Growth Club. Let's talk about what Growth Club is. A lot of you may be want to consider it. Obviously you have your typical buying groups, your typical study clubs. Growth Club is like a mixture of the two. On our online community, the 3D Dentist app, there's a special section where we're going to have all this different content, resources, online courses, all included in Growth Club. That's the education part of it. And then there's also going to be a big part of it that is with the buying club, with some discounts from our partners that we work with. The biggest of which probably is, well, there's a couple that are big. Let's just go through them. Neodent, 35% off their entire product line. That is crazy. It's $162 an implant, whether you order one implant or whether you order 100 implants. $162 a fixture. Let's go. Team Purple. Deep conical connection. Great primary stability. One platform across all implants. So that's a big one. That goes to biologics, prosthetics, membranes, bone, etc. Number two, Candid Pro aligners. Normally they're $1,600. They will be $1,050 for comprehensive ortho. $1,050 comprehensive ortho. You compare that to Invisalign, the Sure Smiles. That is amazing pricing. 10% off all supplementary resins. That's a huge one. 7% off all lab orders from Rowe Dental Lab. And I think if you're in full arch, listen to this right now. Chrome guided stackable workflows through the osteotomy guides in printed material for $769. Those are normally $1,100. $400 off per guide on the stackable guides. That's huge. Overjet. Overjet's another big one. Normally $599 a month. There's no initiation fee, no startup fee, and that's $449 a month, $150 a month saving with Overjet. So Growth Club's going to continue. I'm probably forgetting things. It's going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to add stuff to it, so that's unbelievable. Get in right now. It's the least expensive it will ever be. For the first 50 people, it's $349 a month, and then it will go up for there. And if you think about it, if you're pacing $250 an implant, I mean, you pace three or four implants a month. You do one aligner case. You order a bottle of resin, and you're like making money. So not to mention all the education, the online community, all that stuff for free. So check it out, the Growth Club. You can go on our app to sign up for that. You can also DM me on my Instagram. I can help you out. Or you can email meredith@3d-dentist.com. Whew, that's your ad for the day. Of course, I don't really feel like that's an ad. I think that's just more of like great news. That we've been able to kind of leverage with our partners. Our goal, look, at 3D Dentist is try to leverage each other to be looked at as a community group so that we can compete with DSO pricing, group pricing, and try to level the playing field in what has become a very, very competitive space. So if you think that's awesome, sign up, tell your friends, let us know, because we're going to try and do, keep doing just big things, just doing some big things. Yeah, so today, I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about. Like coming back from Summit, I was fired up. And I want to share a little bit about what I talked about at the Summit. What I talked about was, my title was, What Happens When the Patient Says No? And I think it's a great conversation to have, because we typically set up our, most of the education we get or we learn, or the goal is to get the patient to say yes. And I think at some point, the reality is that no is okay. I'll give you a funny example that I heard at lunch. So I go to lunch with Celeste and Andrea, two of my team members. And Andrea said Celeste was asking Andrea about this place that she got her eyebrows done. I didn't know you could do eyebrows. And Andrea was like, yeah, I went to that place, but honestly, I left with a bad taste in my mouth, so I haven't gone back again. And I was like, well, what happened? And she was like, well, I went in and I was very pleased, but when I was checking out, the lady wanted to essentially get the recare appointment, the 6-month recall, right? Wanted to schedule the next appointment. And Andrew's kind of like, you know, honestly, this is kind of one of those things I kind of just think off the cuff. So I'll probably just call back. And that's really where she came from a standpoint of like, it wasn't like she had a bad experience. She liked what she got done. She was planning on going back. But then the lady didn't necessarily like, she didn't understand what the no was. It was not no, it was just not right now. And then didn't understand quite the issue. So the lady pushed and was really, really pushing to get the recare reappointment done, in quotes. So she was like, well, you get your nails done every couple weeks, obviously, and like your eyelashes are done. And so she was kind of making some assumptions and priorities, and it was a turnoff. And so Andrew's like, I'm not going to go back there. And I thought that was interesting, because like, there's a big difference in our industry between leaning into the no and then pushing for a yes. And so if my mentality is that I'm going to try to get everybody to say yes, I think that's the wrong way in thinking about it. We've talked about this for years at 3D Dentists, because we've kind of said that like, case acceptance is, the real goal should be to figure out how to lower my case acceptance, because if I'm lowering my case acceptance, that most likely means I'm presenting more comprehensive, or I'm presenting more high dollar value dentistry. The more you present, both in comprehensive and in cost, naturally your case acceptance will go down. You're going to get more no's. That's not a bad thing, right? If I would rather have a 20% case acceptance presenting $10,000 cases every day than 100% case acceptance is of $500 cases every day. It's just a difference in understanding, because look, at the end of the day, dentistry is expensive, right? And so it's expensive. Not everybody wants everything. Not everybody cares about things. And so you're going to get a lot of no's. And so instead of trying to figure out how do I convince people, well, then the real question to me is, how do I deal with the no? So how do we deal with the no? Number one is, we have to lean into the no. One of the things I talked about, and my whole lecture is on the app for free. If you want to go check it out, you just go download 3D Dentist app, Android or the Apple Store, and you can sign up for free and go to Summit Resources, and there it will be. But you got to lean into the no. And when you lean into the no, there's this period where you're going to go from a comfortable zone into a fear zone. And I love this, I love this image, because this image, and I may try to pull it up here real quick while I'm doing this, so you can, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. But this image dictate, or whatever the word is there, it shows where you go from comfort zone to a fear zone. From the fear zone, you go to the learning zone. And then from the learning zone, you go to the growth zone. And I love it, because people don't understand that the reality is I got to go through this period where it's going to be uncomfortable. That's just the reality of the situation. I've got to lean into the no, move into this fear zone where it's uncomfortable, and that's where kind of the magic happens. By leaning into the no, you got to learn to assess the no. So typically, there's four reasons why people don't want to buy. They don't say yes. Number one is trust. Number two is fear. Number three is money. And number four is time. There's no order between time, fear, and money, but trust is ultimately the end all be all. Trust is, do I believe that this would benefit me, that I should do it, that I care about doing it? If they don't trust the process, if they don't trust what they're getting done, if they don't trust who's doing it, it's a non-starter. Doesn't matter if it's free or not. And so one of the things I talked about at the summit, and I'm condensing an hour lecture into like a 15-minute podcast, so go with me here. You can check out that more on the app. But is that when I'm assessing this, if I feel like I'm getting a barrier, the first objection I want to overcome is, do you trust this plan? And so a common thing that I like to ask patients is if I start to feel overwhelmed, if I start to hear a patient say like, well, let me think about it, let me call you back, let me get back with you, that's usually when I'm going to say, hey, Mrs. Jones, totally get it, no problem at all, no pushy. That would be no different than me saying, hey, Andrea, no problem with calling and scheduling at your own pace, but were you happy with what we did today? But do you have any questions or concerns of the plan? You haven't decided to move forward with this plan. Is that because you don't like the plan? And Mrs. Jones, we talked about replacing this missing tooth. Is that something that you want to do? We talked about straightening the teeth. Is that something that does concern you? I need to establish that the plan is, we're on the same play, that the plan is good. Now, to me, that's not pushy, but it is a level of leaning into the no to assess objections and figure out, okay, do you trust the plan? And then if you don't trust the plan, now I got to look at, okay, is it time, fear, or money? You know, if you go back to Andrea's example, my assumption is it's not fear, right? She had a good experience. It's probably a combination of time and money. Like, she's busy. She's got a kid. She's working, traveling. You know, it's also not necessarily, it's kind of a luxury type thing. So it's not like it's, you know, if it was free, even then maybe it's time. So there's some other aspects that play into probably why she didn't want to necessarily rebook. But, you know, asking a question of like that isn't pushy. Leaning in and kind of trying to convince them to reappoint is the pushy thing. And so typically I'll ask, you know, is the plan good? After we go over the plan, then I'm going to move into, you know, is there any other things that are concerning to you or that you want to make sure I clarify? Now, we try to eliminate sedation or fear and money by leading with sedation. Now, what do I mean by leading with sedation? Leading with sedation means sedation is something we include. It's billed for, but it's included or recommended or discussed with almost every single patient. Almost every single patient. You may think that's crazy, but to me, sedation is the secret sauce. And those of you that don't do sedation or do very little sedation, I promise you it's because you don't lead with it. You're reactive. So if a patient asks or if a patient's super fearful or if you have to have them sedated, then you do it. But you don't lead with it. Leading with it, saying, hey, Mrs. Jones, typically in this kind of situation, we'll make sure you're sedated so you're super comfy and we can get all this done in one visit. We'd lead our patients. We'd lead our patients and we lead them with sedation. It's all about trying to do more and less visits, not some fancy dentistry, but more and less visits, and sedation ends up being that. So we lead with sedation. That typically eliminates fear. And on the financial side, we lead with a menu. You know, I think this is another big one, is that if there's something you can take away from this episode, it's, are you leading with things that overcome common objectives? And leading with a financial menu, leading means I'm leading with not what something costs, but I'm also leading with all the ways that you can pay for it. Too often, if you look at your buying process right now, if you go back and you listen to your treatment coordinators and you listen to people present treatment, they're telling people it costs X dollars. $5,000, $4,000, $3,000. Maybe, Mrs. Jones, your insurance pays $500 and your out-of-port pocket is $2,500. That is not true if you offer different affordable ways to pay for it. If you offer any financing, then really you should say, Mrs. Jones, it's $2,500 or $500 a month, $200 a month, $300 a month. So we lead with affordability. every patient gets a menu that shows all the different ways they can pay for things. We lead with sedation. That's to overcome fear. We lead with the financial menu. That's to overcome the financial side of things. And then we practice by leveraging technology to reduce visits because we know that patients' time is valuable. We also know that the consumer today wants online scheduling. They want to be able to text things. They want an easy path of signing up. You know, unfortunately for me, the haircut industry is no different than probably the eyebrow industry is for Andrea. In that when I need to cut my hair, I get online, I Google the place, and I see what do they have basically within the next 48 hours. And that's what I do. Every single time they ask me, do you want to reappoint? And every single time I don't, and I've gone there for probably 30 different haircuts. I'm a super consistent customer. Time is just my barrier, but the way they overcome time is that they allow me to schedule myself when it's convenient, when I need to get it. It's really interesting if you think about it. It really is. You know, T-Bone's lecture was more or less on, or a takeaway from it I think a lot of people took home was, do you pay attention to the clues around you and the way that we go about our business? And it's like, I know there's patients that are like me, my generation, that don't want to reappoint their cleaning because they have no idea where the heck they're going to be in 6 months. And so because of that, when they decide, you know, it's been a little too long for the dentist, my breath's not great, I want to make it easy and convenient to them to re-up with me. It's being consumer-centric. Now, so again, one of the things, so this gets back to like, why do you have no's? And my thing is I don't want to have a lot of patients to follow up with. And so what we really try to do is we really try to assess the no's, assess these objections so that I know what it is, so that I don't just keep pressing and pressing and pressing and recognizing that they're not ready. Because then from that no, as I assess it and then consider following up with the no, there's three pathways they go. No could mean not today, but I'm ready. Well, that's a hot lead. I need to have a follow-up process in place. Then that question asks that you should go back to look at is, what is my follow-up process? How do I follow up with a patient that says I'm interested and I'm ready, but not today, in hygiene, in a limited, in a consult? Number two is, I'm not ready, but I'm interested. So it's ready, but not today. That's a no. Not ready, but interested. That's a no, but that's someone that's, we planted a seed. And then there's no, or not ready. And those people, the sell isn't to go from not ready to ready. It's really just to not ready to try to show, get some interest. That's the other thing that I think we don't understand is that we don't understand that the buying cycle of a single crown that's covered by insurance is much shorter than the buying cycle for larger comprehensive care. And so because of that, we need to understand that the sell is not necessarily to move people from, I just came in for a cleaning, to comprehensive care. It's to plant seeds and move them into gaining interest so that once they're interested, they can become ready. Once they're become ready, then they're ready to buy. There needs to be a funnel like this, and we need to have a follow-up process in place for all of these. For that person, it could be just, hey, if it's okay with you, we want to make sure that we connect with you in 6 months and bring this up again. You know, I mean, there needs to be some sort of follow-up process in how we move these people kind of down a buying process. So we lean into the no. We understand that we have to ask a little more uncomfortable questions, not in a pushy way, but in a curious way. Do they support the plan? Is the plan an objection? If the plan is not, and they like the plan and they're into the plan, then it's just a matter of, okay, is this a time, fear, money type thing? And so then we have to be accommodating to that. You know, if I recognize, no, I just need to get my husband so I can kind of go through the schedule and make sure the logistics work out, then to me, this is time. So then I want to make sure that we focus our energy and our follow-up around time. We can be flexible with appointments. You know, let us know what works for your husband, and then we can kind of work around that. You know, we need to be accommodating to what the barriers are. We lead with a financial menu, and we lead with sedation. So I think these are some, like, pretty critical steps to really, really kind of understanding how we should operate when the patient says no. So I hope you enjoy this today. If you like this lecture, again, the whole thing is on the app. 20 minutes of an hour, or probably 15 minutes by the time I introed. And yeah, we'd love to see you at the summit next year. I mean, this year we had, just to give some perspective, we had someone talk about optimizing the trial smile for getting more yeses in cosmetic cases. We talked about AI and how AI is impacting our, not only our clinical side of practice, but also the administrative side of practice. We talked about, you know, what 2030 looks like and how we need to continue to evolve as a practice. We talked about, you know, the single visit endo crown appointment, probably one of the most profitable, great things to learn. We had someone come and talk about an Enneagram, team culture, personalities. That was awesome. And then we had someone talk about how do you have a $50,000 clear aligner day? So everything's really around team members, growth, et cetera. So make sure that you put on your calendar, April 30th, May 1st, 2026, Universal Studios, bring the family, bring some team members, and go and get your tickets, because tickets, like I said, are the cheapest they will be right now, and it's write-off. So everybody work smarter and harder. We will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.